Kaizen, the Japanese secret to lasting change. Small steps to big goals by Sarah Harvey. This book is read by Shiromi Arserio. In September 2017, I decided to quit my job working for a London publisher and move to Japan. I enjoyed my job and had a fun social life, but was feeling burned out and anxious. The political landscape was uncertain, and I was feeling increasingly out of control. I tried to do yoga and practice mindfulness as much as possible, but I found that it wasn't enough to combat the feelings of anxiety and instability I had about the future. I wanted to change some of my behaviors that I knew weren't doing me any good, but I found it difficult to keep up with any new habits. In short, I was tired, creatively uninspired, and definitely needed a break from my routine. As soon as I moved to Japan, I noticed how, even when you were in a busy or built-up place, there was a sense of calm. The Tokyo Metro at rush hour was just as populated, if not more so, than the London Underground, but there would be no passive-aggressive jostling for space. You would be packed into carriages like sardines, but it would be practically silent. The traffic was almost exclusively congested, but nobody would beep their horns or drive erratically. You hardly ever saw anybody rushing. There was a sense of order and a slower pace. My new Japanese home was bigger and busier in places, but somehow less frantic, and a far more welcoming, clean, and relaxing space to be in. And from that, I felt encouraged to slow down, make some lifestyle changes, and embrace new, more enriching and creative challenges. Taking a step into a different culture showed me some of the things I was getting wrong with my habits and routine in London, where I often rushed around on autopilot and wasn't always looking after myself in the best way. After living in Japan for 6 months and noticing these differences in my own behavior, I became fascinated by how small details and incremental change were given more emphasis in Japanese daily life. If you saw a road being resurfaced, there would be a huge team working on it, each focusing on a very small task, whether that was measuring out the space, doing the digging, or directing pedestrians around the footpath. Rather than the job taking weeks or years, the entire road would be back in action within a few days. I learned of sushi chefs who train for 7 whole years, each part of the process taught meticulously.